Game Podcast for the week of November 2nd, 2020. I'm your host, James Flynn, and this is the PC Gaming Podcast from Gamers Like You. Joining me this week are my co-hosts, Logan.
Hey.
And Curlin.
What's up?
And Whitney's in the show notes. I assume she's running a little late, so she'll hop on whenever she gets here. So since the last time we all talked, well, there she is. There's Whitney. Welcome back. Well, since the last time we had a podcast, which was, I think, 3 weeks ago, I was sick for two of those weeks, and I still have a cough. Don't know really what's going on there. We'll probably see the doctor here eventually. But I finished Greedfall. It was a good game. I enjoyed it. Story was a little slow to get started, but once it took off, it really got a lot better. It was just really a slow burn at first. I've been working on finishing the Call of Duty Modern Warfare campaign because I'm pretty much done with COD for now. And then I started and finished Mafia 3 since the last time we spoke. Mafia 3 had a great story. The gameplay was okay. I thought the cars, you know, were a little too samey or really didn't handle all that well and were kind of like rolling bricks most of the time. And the weirdest thing, when you hit another car, it damaged your body armor. Which, why would it damage my Kevlar? But if you didn't have body armor on, it really didn't damage your health. So there were a lot of game-breaking bugs towards the end that I kind of had to work around. You could tell it was a port, and they must have been in a hurry in the end because the bugs really didn't come in until late game when I started experiencing quests that wouldn't complete. Even though I completed them, I'd have to log out of the game, log back in, and that was the only thing that seemed to fix them. Other than that, I've just been working on IT certifications and working on feeling better. I've been under the weather now for 2 weeks. So, how about you, Logan? What have you been up to?
I've been in a funk, like a huge funk. I've you know, installed and tried to play the first X number of minutes or an hour or so of a bunch of games, and I just can't get into anything right now. I ended up a few weeks back, I finished up the Call of Duty World War II campaign. I got to say, that was a really good story. Really good story in the end. I felt it was very close to being educational. And I'd have to look up a bunch of stuff to see what. But the way that it ended, I thought, was super touching. Just in terms of emotional response invocation. So that's all I'm going to say about that. I don't want to spoil anything about why or whatnot. But yeah, I thought it was a super cool ending on it. I've been playing a fair bit of Among Us. So me and the family will jump into games here and there. Even at work, we got into a few games. We had a fellow leave us, you know, for a better position. So we, for his going away party, we did an Among Us big game with all 10 of us. And it was pretty fun. It was one of those games that if you get on a Discord channel and you've got, you know, some chat stuff, it can get super, super fun. You know, we just had a couple rules, like, you know, obviously you have to mute and you have to turn your camera off. I think we did it on Teams is what we actually did. Because, you know, the first couple rounds, you'd hear people just inadvertently go, or, oh shit, or you'd see them flinch on their camera. Mm-hmm. And so once we got that nailed down, like, yeah, it was super cool. It was a really, really good fun time. I'm always still playing StarCraft II, which is amazing 10 years later into that game. So that's been cool beans. What else? I started Baldur's Gate, the enhanced version, original, again. I couldn't get into it. I played like 30 minutes and I was like, I just couldn't sink my teeth into it that much, and I don't know why.
You played on the iPad?
No, right here on my computer.
Hmm.
Big screen.
Like a good iPad game, though.
It is, you know, yeah. I don't know. I tried playing it a while back on my iPad, and it
didn't work.
It didn't touch me. It didn't reach out to me. What else have I been doing? There's got to be a couple else in here that I did. Golf with friends, kicked that up a little bit. Finished up all my good runs of Civilizations. You know, I did the 4, 5, and 6 there over the summer. I took your recommendation. I tried to play Trine for a bit.
Yeah.
But I just like couldn't get into it. I couldn't get into it again. That's like I literally played the tutorial and I'm like, and I shut her down. The music.
Do you normally not like platformers or puzzle games?
I'm not a huge fan. They're definitely on the, they need to be something special for me to play.
Yeah.
Like Braid was super good simply because of the music. And that's why I tried, trying.
What'd you think of the music in Trine?
It didn't really grab you much for me. Oh. Yeah.
What'd you think of the aesthetic, though? I thought it was a very pretty game, given how old it is.
Yeah. Yeah. I put it up on the OLED, and I really got into it then. I wonder if it plays a bit better in multiplayer rather than just single player. I gotta see if my son wants to get in on that with me.
You know I never finished it, but I did play the majority of it and meant to go back to it. But I got, towards the end of the game, I kind of got sick of the platforming puzzles and wanted to play something else.
Yeah. And you know what frustrated me is there's something in literally the second or third act of the tutorial that I couldn't get somewhere, and it turned me right off. Because if it's in the tutorial, you should be able, there's one of those green potions or whatever, and it's sitting above a doorway, and I'm like, I don't know how to get up there. So now I don't know what to do next. I don't know what to try next. Oh my God. Do you know what I did 2 weeks ago? I went through all of my Humble Bundles, and I redeemed all of the games I wanted, or even sort of wanted. I added 88 new games to my backlog.
Wow.
And I still have 27 unused Humble Choices left over. And I'm scared to try to sell them or even gift them away. Because Go ahead.
I was going to say, you should be able to give them away without issue. Like, I've redeemed stuff and then, like, well, I'll check the title. And you know how you can see people who has an icon that has it on their wish list. Mm-hmm. And I'll just pop the chat and drop a random key and they have no idea what it's for. But it's for one of the games on their wish list. So
I like that.
That's another idea.
I like that. That's nice.
I'm just worried, though, that you're going to get flagged because I hear of people getting their accounts suspended and blocked all the time.
I've done it for years. I've given away keys because I've been to Hunter Bundle and I only redeem what I'll know I'll play or really want to play. And then, like, I've redeemed them from my friends, no problem, for years. I think it's just because some people want to sell, or, like, I don't know if in the case, like, if you're trying to get followers, I don't know if that would probably do it, but I don't even think in that case, I think it would have to, like, be gave it away for money.
But how would they know the difference if someone bought a key and you gave it to them versus you just gave them a key?
Maybe because you post about it on social media. That would be, I don't know, or, like, a site.
Yeah, that's probably it.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, maybe I should. Maybe I should just give them away. Maybe I'll post them in our Discord and see who wants what.
I used to do that when I streamed. Like, hey, you know, you could redeem points for games because I don't want these and please take them. But nobody would ever take them.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't know who's going to want them. I'll post them up. We'll see what happens. Who grabs what? I don't think I'm going to renew my Humble this year. I think I might let it lapse. Out of the entire year, there was maybe 4 or 5 entire games that I was like, worth it. Totally worth it. I don't know. I don't need more games. I don't know. I'm sort of talking myself back into it again. I don't need more games. I just want... Curls, you made a couple suggestions 4 or 5 podcasts ago, and I'm like, okay, I'll put that on the next list. I can't remember any of them now, though.
Well, what I tend to do is like if I see a game and that I may want, if it's on sale, that's usually when it catches my attention. And then I have to think, I was like, is it likely that this may hit Humble? And if it's a yes, then I'll wait. And if it's a no, or I want to play it immediately, then I'll go ahead and buy it. But typically, my guesses have been kind of 50-50. So, and yeah. You know, Humble will surprise you with some shit. So, yeah.
I was going to post there in our chat to ask our community, hey, what game should I play next? But I know exactly what would happen. Not me, you fool, would post up, oh, you got to play SnowRunners.
You're probably right.
He really loves those driving games. Like those, the truck simulator and...
The mud runner, the snow runner,
the one that, you know, that does the physics simulation for the vehicles.
Yeah. I went out, I had to buy a new steering wheel. This, I didn't have to, but man, I spoil my kid and I'm a terrible parent for doing so. But, he wanted to play Forza 4 and it's on Xbox Game Pass, but our 360 wheel doesn't work with the Xbox One. And are you kidding me? Because that's a conscious choice to make. I shouldn't say that. It's a conscious choice to make it not work is what it is. Right? Because all you need to do is just map the input.
Well, I think it's it uses drivers like a regular computer would. So I think it would be on the manufacturer, wouldn't it, to issue drivers?
Right. It would be on Microsoft because it was an official Microsoft 360 product. I have one here too that's collecting.
Okay.
Yeah. I have one here too that's collecting dust, and I can't use it for shit. It's just kind of sitting on the shelf.
I'm so mad. And thankfully, though, it was Prime, and so I got it. I got it on sale for a bit. And he used it a lot. Like, I hate buying stuff that he's not going to use. So I do this little exercise with him where I'm like, close your eyes, imagining yourself using it. How much are you going to use it? And, we have to push through the, oh, I'm going to use it, I'm going to use it. I'm like, okay, well, when? Give me some times you're going to use it. What games are you going to play? What are you going to do when your friends invite you over to Fortnite? You know, are you going to get some use out of this? But yeah, he used it quite a bit and I used it quite a bit as well. It was a good wheel. I ended up getting the G920. Because it's also PC compatible as well. I've got my old G9 or G27 kicking around here as well, which I haven't used in a dog's age.
So it's a Logitech.
But yeah.
It's a Logitech then? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was either Logitech or Thrustmaster. And Thrustmaster, I don't know. I'm not a huge fan of their wheels. I think Logitech does a really good wheel with good feedback. So yeah, so I've been playing a bit of Xbox racing as well on the Forza 4. Dialing that in, and that's about it. So yeah, if anyone's got any suggestions on amazing games that are must plays, hit me up and let me know, because I want to I'll give them a test out. At least we may not have the same taste in all games, but I want to see what other people are like. Oh, you got to try this game for sure.
Have you played Nier?
No, but I don't have it. That's my excuse for now. I'm not sure it's my flavor of game. Curls, what do you got?
You should get it. You should get it.
I am telling you myself.
I tell you what, there's a demo, and the demo is the first mission of the game up to the first boss.
Yeah.
Try that and see if it's enough for you. If you want more, then you should get it. You should get it.
And is this demo on Steam?
I think it is, isn't it, Whitney?
I don't know.
I'm looking it up as we speak.
I know it's on the consoles, but I think it's on Steam as well.
Okay. Now, if I get into this, is it one of these games that you have to play more than once? Because I know that about it, that it changes the playthrough.
Yeah. If you get sucked into the story, you won't care. Because you don't play through again as the same person. Like the second playthrough, you play the same game, but from another person's aspect.
Yeah.
And then the third time, you play through as another person that you meet along the way's perspective. And the way that the whole thing comes together, you're just like, it's dope. It's dope.
Yeah, it's really crazy. And then, like, after you actually finish the game, like, the replayability of the game is really high, too. And the music is phenomenal. It's good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the best game soundtrack that I've heard in a very, very long time. Like, and that's outranking Final Fantasy soundtracks. So
I'm having a look at it on Steam, and I do see someone has reviewed it here, and they say one of the most underrated games of our lifetime.
Yeah, a lot of people really liked it.
I cried.
Really?
I did.
Okay. Curly. Think of a few others. I'll put this on the list, and hit me up, and we'll see if we can get one that I actually own off the bat. I'll throw this on the list and save it for the Christmas holiday sale.
There you go. There you go.
Curlin, you and I got to actually watch the Radeon reveal live together this week and live stream it. And
yeah,
so far it is my most successful YouTube video uploaded to YouTube to date, with 273 views and climbing. And it might actually put me over the 4,000 minutes mark to be able to monetize my channel.
Nice.
Well, have you put tags and stuff on the back end?
I put tags on everything that I upload to either the website or YouTube or Twitch or.
Okay, here's a hint to help boost it. Copy paste the whole title as a tag,
mm-hmm.
and then do every individual word of the title in there as well, and okay. then you know some other stuff that'll kind of help push it up in the algorithm,
like lose weight quickly. Work from home.
No, like related to the video, like Big Navi reveal, Radeon 6000, RX 6000, you know, stuff like that.
Gotcha.
And with any luck, it'll get pulled up into people searching for that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it'll really take off then.
I just wish I could scoop out what we did that day and then replicate it. You know, what was it about this video that got so much attention? Was it the fact that it's a Navi reveal reaction? Or, I mean, is it that it's hardware? Because they're watching the entire thing. So they're watching not only the reveal, but because you can see, you know, on the back end of your YouTube where people, you know, stop watching. But they're watching it all the way through, which is was baffling to me, especially since my mic was kind of jacked.
Okay. Well, I'm on YouTube a lot, and I've watched that reveal from other people's perspective probably about 7 times.
Okay. Okay.
So they're probably doing the same thing that I was doing to get up to see how other people reacted to it.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? Especially when you factor in the that everybody's darling graphics card company is waffling right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Everybody wants to see what the competition has. So, yeah.
So what else have you been up to in the last couple of weeks?
Me, I've been prepping for Zen 3 and Big Navi launches. Like I'm running the benchmark game. Once again, you know, I'm doing my usual thing on a big release. Running benchmarks, got a new tab in my spreadsheet. What I'm planning to do though is, since I'm primarily game on Linux, I'm going to do Linux and Windows benchmarks on my current setup, which is Ryzen 3900X with a 5700 XT. And once I get all of that down, I'm actually recording benchmark runs. Hold on a second.
Man, I can't wait till we get into that news later on, because it is big.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, so what I'm doing is I'm doing game capture. I was using NDI over the network in order to do my captures with OBS and stuff, but I was incurring a performance hit. So I wound up ordering like a 15-foot HDMI cable from Amazon and moved my capture card into my other rig over here, and now it's doing all of my capture and encoding because I can do it in Linux and there's no performance hit at all. Mm-hmm. So I had to ditch everything that I worked on before and start that over. I finally splurged and got a new microphone for podcasting and YouTube and all this other kind of stuff.
Sounds great.
Yeah, thank you. It's the Shure MV7. It's kind of like I would say a baby Shure SM7B, which is like a legendary microphone.
Yeah.
And of course, it's shaped just like it. But this one is USB and XLR. So you can use either output simultaneously.
And do you think it's a different quality, USB versus XLR?
Yeah, the processing for this is embedded in the microphone. DAC that they're using, it doesn't work in Linux, so it's got to be something new, because when I plug it into either of my Linux machines, it just sits there and blinks, but as soon as I pull it into Windows, it does some, it uses like the generic Windows profile or whatever, and then you install their app to get some to be able to tune it.
Mm. Yep.
But, yeah, $250.
Well, that's not bad.
Not at all. Compared to what I've seen, and like buying a separate microphone and an interface
and a mixer,
like
panel,
a good
yeah.
interface. Yeah, yeah. So yeah. I was like,
and a preamp. That's why this old. Right. That's why this analog mic sounds good, is because it runs through a preamp and a mixer.
Right.
Otherwise, see, and it wouldn't sound as good.
Right, and see, I don't even need that to monitor it. It's got a headphone jack on the back as well.
Nice.
So yeah, so I was like, all of that for $250. I was like, you're not going to get much better than that. Oh, and you can also use it on your phone.
Oh wow! Like
it comes with a cord. You download the app, and you can use your phone to do recordings as well. And it pretty much works on everything, every kind of mobile device except for the iPad Pro with USB. For whatever reason, it doesn't talk properly. But if you got a Lightning iPad, it'll work.
Definitely has a lot of flexibility.
Yeah, definitely. So I'm digging that. My webcam is actually my iPad Pro using this app called Epoch Cam. It was scooped up by Elgato, which is owned by Corsair. And you can use any iOS device, old or new, as long as it has a fairly recent version of iOS on it. Hmm. You can either use it wirelessly, or you can plug it right into the machine and use it as a webcam. So that's wow. why it looks so crispy this week.
Yeah, it looks great.
Yeah, all right, what's it called? Epoch app?
Epoch Cam. Epoccam.
All right, I'm going to look that one up.
Yeah, yeah, they have like a free version, which is limited to like 480, but like the whole app itself is like $8, and you get access to all of the resolutions and all that stuff.
This is new, isn't it? Didn't they just announce this like in the last week?
Yes.
Nice. It's cool that you got that mic and everything, because I've always been thinking about upgrading my audio just a little bit, and I was thinking, like, wondering where the next level reasonably and realistically should be, right? Because everyone can see this. I'm still on my blue snowball. So I'm like, is it worthwhile to go to a Yeti? Should I go up to a Shure? Should I go up to XLR? If I go up to XLR, do I need to get the
you need to get an interface? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So because I was thinking the same thing, and after talking to some friends, like the setup that I wanted was easily like a stack.
Yeah.
Because it was like the Rode Podcaster Pro, which is like a $600 interface, but it's like a mixer and all this other kind of cool shit. And a SM7B, which is out the gate $400.
Yeah.
But see, with this, I can start and get that sound, but it also has XLR. So later on, when I want to pick up that interface, if I catch it on sale or a used one or whatever, I can still grab it. You know what I'm saying? And have this output go to two different machines.
Yeah.
At the same
like
time.
I've been eyeing the Elgato Wave as well.
Those are pretty good. Yeah. Those are pretty good for USB devices.
But to be honest and fair, it would only be for this podcast. And I love you guys, but I mean, I already sound amazing. So really, come on.
You sound fine.
Yeah. Because like for the longest I was podcasting on this little $30 Fifine Chinese knockoff dynamic mic. So it catches everything, you know, like sound wise, like going on in the room. Mm-hmm. Whereas with this one I can pull way back here, and then when I get up here you can really, really hear me, you know. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Yeah. It is. It gets a lot more intimate is what it does.
Yeah, and it also has like different sound profile. So like if I wanted to, you know, talk like I'm running a quiet storm, I can just do
it's totally Barry Manilow.
Yeah. Is it like MSR? What is it?
ASMR?
ASMR.
Yeah.
Welcome to the ASMR podcast. I'm giving myself the tingles. Now I know you've been selling those Vegas on eBay. How's that going?
So all of them sold, and I've only had one guy here recently that was like, I want to return it, please. And it just happened to be after the big Navi reveal. So I'm like, bro, there's nothing wrong with this card, but you just send it back to me. It's fine. like you don't have to lie to me. I get it.
Yeah.
Because I guarantee you, once I test it, it's going to be just fine. It's going to be fine. And I can, you know, just turn it around and put either list it again or just keep it. I don't know. But
yeah. I know that the two I have, one I bought from you, both are solid cards. I haven't had any driver issues with them. They've been great cards.
Right, right. Yeah, I still have one in one in my machine over there that I use for capturing on the consoles and stuff. And me and the kid will play some Lego games and stuff like that. But that's probably going to wind up getting moved around here pretty soon, too, once I do my hardware shuffle, once all this stuff comes out, finally.
Yep. Whitney, what was on your playlist last couple weeks?
Really, the biggest thing has been World of Warcraft. I popped back in at the launch of the pre-patch to play with some friends and all of that, and like, oh boy, it's an experience. So I was very curious how this was all going to go down when you pretty much have taken all the expansions and have kind of just squished them all together. And that part is fine, because you can kind of really have your own experience. If you want to go to Northrend, you could do all of Northrend. I started to have issues because, like, I would play with friends, and you could go and jump with your friends, and it scales based on your level. But because I sort of did hops throughout all these different expansions, I started to run into a lot of bugs where I couldn't return to some areas, and so I would spend, like, a whole day trying to get through one fucking portal, and after like a couple hours of searching online, I finally come across one comment that's like, go to the Echo Isles and take a boat. I'm like, really? Okay, then why, Blizzard, is this quest telling me that I can go through this portal? It's just, it's dumb. But it's been fun. It's been fun to where I played it for a good solid couple weeks now. And now that I'm like at 50 and I'm at that cap, I'm at that point where I'm like, I kind of feel done. And so the big thing I kind of really wanted was, because I love playing Druid, there's this like giant owl mount. And so I had to get this owl mount. And I won't talk about all the issues I had with that. But so I just kind of felt like I'm done. Even though if I wanted to raid with my friends, I need to raise my eye level, which is something I need to do. But there just doesn't feel like any motivation. And just based on kind of what I see on the with the game right now and all the bugs, I'm kind of worried about the 23rd of November launch date. I thought
it got pushed back to December.
No, 23rd of November, and that's going to make for like 16 years since WoW was released, I want to say, off the top of my head.
Oh, okay.
That's right, 2004.
Yeah, and it just, I mean, it could go great. I'm kind of really skeptical, and I'm still on the fence if I want to throw down at all for Shadowlands. But it's been an experience. It's okay. I'll give it that.
And since it's a pre-expansion patch, I'm sure they've done some catch-up mechanics.
Well, you know how at BlizzCon they were talking about you can kind of shoot, like they'll have a new starting zone, and from there you could go to and play out any expansion you want, really, from level 10 to level 50, so 40 levels there. And you can, through Chromie, jump around to different expansions if you decide you want to do something else. Sorry, what was your question real quick?
Oh, did they implement some catch-up mechanics since it's a pre-expansion patch?
Oh, they are supposed to put out some catch-up gear, but that isn't out yet. But pretty much a lot of the stuff that they, this pre-patch was gearing up for a lot of Shadowlands stuff. Things like the catch-up gear isn't out from my, as far as I know. Nobody in my guild's talking about it, so it's just been all the stuff they talked about at BlizzCon, where those changes they were going to implement, and like the class changes and whatnot, which I have enjoyed Druid. I will say that.
Okay, anything else?
No.
Well, speaking of Blizzard, There's going to be no more StarCraft II content. How old is StarCraft II now?
10 years.
10 years.
So it was interesting, right? Like, it's been a good run. They've been coming out with new content off and on for 10 years. They're still going to do balance patches and things like that. But what this really means is the first step towards them moving away from StarCraft II. So I think that, like, the competitions and everything will start to slide off over the years. It'll be interesting to see. What else, though, is people are reading between the lines, is there is no indication of any work of any kind on a StarCraft III.
Mm.
So it's almost the end of an era that people are seeing. So people are reading into it a lot. But, yeah, they're done. Nothing new for StarCraft II. Put the pin in it. It's done.
I never did play the single player all the way through. I played the humans and then there's like the Zerg, but I never played the other guys.
The Protoss?
The Protoss, yeah.
It's not a bad story.
Well, I enjoyed the story in it. I thought that the first one was better, the human one, because they put a lot of more RPG elements in it. And then the one with the Zerg just felt like they just rushed it out. There weren't as many RPG elements in it. So I was so disappointed with it that I didn't pick up the Protoss when it came out.
Yeah, I did all three. Whitney, did you do multiplayer or did you do the single player through?
I tried to do the single player because I was always curious in the story, but to be completely honest, I suck so bad with that game. I tried. I should really go back and, like, it was probably the level in which I was playing on.
Could be. There is a news article about this. I didn't throw it in the show notes because I didn't know what to say about it. So I'm just going to blather about it right now. But a bunch of the people that were originally working on StarCraft II formed their own company now. And the name eludes me, Frost something or other, not Frostpunk. But they're going to, they made this big announcement like, oh yeah, we're going to start working on the next big RTS, real-time strategy game. They haven't told any really indicated what it's going to be about. There's obviously no gameplay. There's no artwork or anything. So that's why I didn't put it in the show notes. But people really jumped on board with it, and it got a lot of hype over the last couple of weeks. It's died down a bit now, but it'll be interesting to see what becomes of that over the next little while. I'll be excited when I see something. Give me some artwork, give me a storyline, give me a general theme at least, and then we'll take it from there.
Well, speaking of storylines, The Walking Dead, the Telltale Definitive series is now available on Steam. So this is the definitive one. It should have all the chapters, correct?
Hopefully.
I dropped that in there because I remember somebody was searching for like one of the very last chapter that was like, it was on Epic and it wasn't on Epic and then it was on Steam and then not on Steam or something like that, right?
Something like that, yeah, because
something like that.
Telltale.
Yeah, they had all this shit pulled, right?
It was on Epic, I think, is what had happened. So it's good to see that it's back on Steam.
I had the chapters through Telltale, like their site, and I can't recall, I think, like when that all closed down, I can't get those, can I now? So I'd have to rebuy, wouldn't I?
I don't know. Did they shut that site down completely as well now?
I mean, did you have a key?
Well, because it would be like you could...
You might be able to use
it. It's been so long, because I was into it when Telltale was first coming out, so I was buying like... all the games like A Wolf Among Us and all that and buying it to where like you automatically got the new chapters unlocked as they came out.
That was
and then I just kind of stopped playing. Yeah, I need to look into that because that would make me a little salty if I'd have to rebuy it. I mean, to be honest, I probably wouldn't.
Those games are really good iPad games. They play really well on a tablet. It's very akin to an interactive movie. I remember that's what I did on A Wolf Among Us. That's a great story.
EA's facing Canadian class action lawsuit over loot boxes.
And we're not the only ones, eh? I can't remember what was the Netherlands. Yeah, eh? Hey. Like, screw those guys. Screw those guys. Those hosers, eh?
Hosers, eh?
So, I mean, it's pretty much what you'd expect, is loot boxes are being defined as gambling. They don't have a gambling license. Fuck you. We're going to sue your ass. The real interesting thing will be the outcome, right? Like, it's a great headline to start with, but let's hear the arguments and then see the judgment at the end.
I agree. It is.
Yeah, it is gambling, especially when you can spend money to get loot boxes. I mean, it's a slot machine.
In all the time that I've played Overwatch, I have never bought a single loot box because Blizzard got in trouble for the same thing, I want to say, in some countries or something. Blizzard got in trouble, yeah, either way. And I'm sitting there with over 300, and I've had so many friends that have bought loot boxes, and like they'll talk about how much they spent. I'm like, why? I'd rather pay a flat price for that one item, and then like, you know, loot boxes are a cool thing to have, but I don't. It is gambling in my eyes.
Yeah, I had to tell my son that unfortunately, no, I will not get you NBA 2K. 2021. Yeah, 2K. Thank you. Simply because of their loot box mechanics in it. It's just, no, it's not a child's game anymore. And I was right. So it is actually the Netherlands, which have actually just ruled on this, on a very similar case as to what we're going through in Canada. And they're charging them $500,000 a week as long as it continues to sell loot boxes in FIFA Ultimate. So yeah, I don't like loot boxes, and that's an opinion. I would much rather they raise the prices of the game a fair amount. However, knowing these companies and the way they operate, there's no such thing as a fair amount to ensure people get paid properly.
I have no problem purchasing digital content separately just for a set price. Yeah. You know, but let me buy the thing I want for...
Yeah, don't randomize it.
X dollars, you know. So Twitch has lost its damn mind. with this DMCA strike... causing panic, streamers to worry their channels could be banned. Twitch has proceeded to delete a wave of videos from partner streamers earlier this week in its strongest action against copyrighted content. Yet, streamers had no say in Twitch's decision to mass ban content found, including copyright infringed material. What kind of content is this that we're talking about?
Music?
User-generated content. Go ahead, Whitney.
Oh, no, sorry, I didn't mean to cut over you. That's weird. Music is the biggest culprit.
That's usually what gets us in trouble on YouTube is when I was trying to stream gameplay from Mafia, I think it was, or one of the games that had regular, like the Rolling Stones were playing on there. And of course, whoever owns that content hit our YouTube video, you know. so I had to either remove the music or remove the video.
Yeah.
I think those when it comes to music, like there's stuff running in the background that automatically detects that stuff and files it for them.
Yeah.
Because it happens way too fast. You know what I'm saying? For somebody to just randomly, stumble upon your video. Oh, this has our music in it.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is the second time that this has happened. And a lot of times you have third-party companies on behalf of people that own these copyrighted music and whatnot, that will sit there and they have bots or what have you ways of like shifting through stuff and issue DAC.
Wow, DCMA.
Yes, thank you. And so that's a big issue, and probably Twitch got hit with a lot of these. And I can't really place all the fault on Twitch, but this is the second time now. And if it's happened before and you had to go through and delete all these videos before, you know, like you kind of should have had a feeling that this would have happened again, and it's probably going to happen again.
Oh, yeah. Like Twitch sucks ass, not because of these strikes, but because of the way they've handled the situation. So rather than I don't understand why the muting of the VODs doesn't work in these scenarios. So a VOD is video on demand. It is a either a clip or an entire stream that someone saved off. And there are hundreds of thousands of these. So some streamers, and I would actually hazard a guess that it could be the majority, have history, like their entire streaming history stored up in VODs on Twitch's streams. So when they announced this, it was physically impossible for some of these streamers to actually download what they wanted to be able to save off. And so they lost so much. It was just heart-wrenching. It's just, I don't know. Because
I remember what it was now. It was my Star Wars Rebellion, or Star Wars Squadrons video, was flagged because of the John Williams score from Star Wars. Yeah. And I disputed it because it's music's part of this game, Star Wars game. And I'm reviewing it, so. And that they, what happens is they never respond. It just sits there for 30 days and they never respond, and then it gets removed.
Yeah, they have the huge, huge advantage. They don't allow rebuttal. They don't allow proper implementation of the fair use. It is strictly because it's not worthwhile for Twitch or YouTube, any of these companies, to get involved in these battles of the back and forth. So something's going to give. What's his name? What's that second article I have there? Who's the creative director for Stadia?
You've got Stadia Has No Chill. What's this?
Some knucklehead.
By Brian Law. Google Stadia creative director says that streamers should have to pay developers and publishers licensing fees to stream their games. That's free advertising, you cock. He's facing lots
Alex
of backlash. There you go. He's facing lots of backlash. Dude, it's free commercial. It's free marketing. I always watch a streamer stream a game or play a game before I buy it. That's usually what causes me to buy the game, is that I've watched somebody play it.
It's one of these things, like, I wouldn't say he's wrong, but he's definitely not right, especially with the way he said it.
Yeah.
And given his position and what he does for his job, man, better be thought a fool than open your mouth and remove all doubt.
Well, maybe he's trying to get his name out there because he's going to need a job in a couple of years when Stadia shuts down.
Wrong way to do it. It's always been kind of like an unwritten rule that, like, why these gaming companies have never issued these takedowns to games, because it has influenced the way people would buy them.
I've purchased so many games because I discovered them through streamers.
Yeah, and it's just, you know, it's going to come to a head where somebody's going to step just across those gray lines, and then people are going to start to push back, and then all shit's going to break loose.
And you know what? It's fair use if you're critiquing it or reviewing it. It's fair use.
Everything we do on this podcast is fair use, but yet we've been flagged on YouTube as well.
Yes. Yep.
So that's bullshit right there. That's some grade A bullshit.
I completely agree with that.
Bunch of hoses.
So I'm the one that has to do the disputes every time.
Yeah.
You've got this here from Polygon. Watch Rambo just, like, rip out a dude's throat in Mortal Kombat 11. What's this about?
Yeah. I just put this in. I thought this was hilarious. So he's now a playable character coming up in Mortal Kombat 11. Like, they're just putting anyone in there now. I think it's hilarious. It's a great ad. Like, it's awesome. I love that game Broforce, right? You get to play as, like, John Rambo, all these other guys. And so being Rambo in this game, too? Hell yeah.
It kind of looks like him a little bit. Kind of sounds like him. I've got it playing now for the Twitch stream so they can see.
Fight!
Oh,
oh, he's
gosh,
knifing the shit out of him.
I'm just busting a gut just watching this.
Oh, he's got the bow.
Matt,
he's got
hair.
The bow going.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got the Murica bandana on. That's sweet.
Yeah.
Who's
I love how
there?
The skin changes bandanas.
Who's the cowboy he's fighting? Is that the Django? Oh.
No idea who that is. Yeah, Mortal Kombat
this
11.
This game is a lot more graphic than I remember. I remember it from my arcade days.
Well,
oh,
it was
Terminator.
Always the one.
There's Terminator.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Start pushing the bounds, right? Like the fatalities. I remember when fatalities were first introduced with the original game, people lost their collective mind.
I'm kind of liking what I'm seeing here. I kind of want to play this.
Yeah.
And I'm not like, I'm not big on fighting games, but
no, it's exactly like Smash Bros, right? Like they just keep releasing new character. It has nothing to do with the original shit, but man, people love this.
That was cool.
That's right. Mortal Kombat was the reason the EFRB was created.
Yeah.
Baron Black. I still don't know who that is.
So we kind of alluded to the problem with Oculus and needing to have a Facebook account earlier. And this is from IGN. You will lose all your Oculus games if you delete your linked Facebook account. That's fucked up, but I think that we all saw it coming.
Yeah. Well, given the choices people have now between VR providers, I do not understand why you would ever go with Oculus now at all.
Yeah.
I don't see a plausible argument why.
Well, it's because John Carmack is over there. He's the man.
It's going to be priced, too, because they are releasing a cheaper version of it now.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. You get what you pay for.
Yeah.
As soon as, I mean, I wasn't in the market for VR anyway, but as soon as I heard that Facebook bought them, that there was only one choice after that. Cost me damn.
Yep. My buddy's getting a VR, and he's got his coming from Steam, just so he can get Alex on it.
Yeah, I'd go with the Steam one if I was going to do it.
And
just for that reason, just because Facebook.
You can't die fast enough.
Bethesda is sued for allegedly sabotaging Elder Scrolls competition Rune 2. Being sued by who? Bethesda, a parent company, and parent company ZeniMax are now part of a lawsuit worth $100 million for supposed sabotage of the Elder Scrolls-like Viking game Rune 2. And this is from Screen Rant. Yeah. Viking game Rune 2.
So
I'm gonna have
you
to check that
Rune,
out.
Have you?
No, I haven't. I want to though because it's a Viking game.
It's old.
It's old.
Like old. Yeah.
No, it's December last year it came out.
No.
It
might have been re-released in December, but it originally came out like in, I don't know, like late '90s, early 2000s.
It says initial release date is November 12, 2019.
Are you thinking about the original game, or the original Rune?
Yeah. Isn't that what it's talking about?
Rune 2.
This is Rune 2, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the original Rune was...
Oh, it was a long time ago. Yeah,
a long time ago. Right.
So this is crazy stuff. Like, just crazy. The publisher, Ragnarok Games, released the game. And then they said that the development studio, Human Head,
is it on Steam?
Closed.
So I might want to get
it. I don't know. I haven't even looked. So they closed very shortly after release of the game. Human Head Studios turned around and reopened as a different development studio called Roundhouse Studios, but that was acquired by ZeniMax and Bethesda. Bethesda is a part of ZeniMax. So that's why Ragnarok, the publisher of this game, is now suing ZeniMax and Bethesda because they say this was, I don't even know if a coup was a proper word here, but man, that is some crazy shit.
Okay.
They publish a game, fold, bankrupt the company, create a new company, and then get acquired.
Here you go. Rune 2, Decapitation Edition, comeback game of the year. It's not been released yet. The release date is November 13th, 2020, and it's from Studio 369 and Ragnarok Games LLC, and I'm adding it to my wish list because Vikings.
Yeah, it's on Steam as Rune Classic.
Well, I've got it up as the Decapitation Edition here. I'll pull the video. So it's a newer game.
Let me drop this link here so you can see the one that I'm thinking about. Yeah.
And you can see here it says it has no user reviews. November 13th, 2020 is the release date.
It's not a bad looking game either.
No.
Look in the show notes right there before the topics.
So this is what you're looking at here. That's Ruin.
Rune. R-U-N-E.
Right, but it's not Rune 2.
Right.
Yeah, he's just talking about the classic one.
We're talking about Rune 2.
So Rune 2 is out?
No, it's coming out November 13th, I think it's...
Okay.
November 13th, 2020. Looks all right. I put it on my wish list. I'll probably pick it up. I've got a balance on my account. So, all right, so go on. They're suing because this is too close to where they're going with Elder Scrolls, or what's the deal here?
No, it's totally because the development studio. I have no idea what this this 346 company is. I don't know where that plays into it, but the development company gave the game over to the publisher to publish it. Development company folds, rises from its own ashes, only to be acquired by ZeniMax Bethesda. Hasn't handed over source code to publisher, so now publisher is standing there trying to publish a game it has no source code to, and has no contract with an existing development studio anymore.
Weird.
So the publisher's like, well, fuck everyone. We're suing everyone now, then.
Oh, man. Well, let's see. I guess we'll see if it releases after all. What's next? Watch Dogs Legions has been released. Anybody picking that one up? I have yet to play two. I played one. I thought it was good. And then I plan on starting two this week. Anybody picking this up?
I want to pick it up, but it's not a full price purchase for me.
It says strong sexual content. What makes it strong sexual content? Actual penetration?
No.
I kind of doubt it, but from what I understand, it's supposed to be like you can take control of anybody walking around a city and make them a part of your legion. So, like, if they have an
implant.
Well, I was going to say if they have a strip club, then you could take control of the hooker and make her part of your, not the hooker, but the stripper, and make her part of your legion for hacking and
stuff. Same thing.
Yeah. Yeah. It would be texture titties.
There you go. Sure, there'll be mods. Jiggle mods.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? They may even have that guy in New York that walks around and plays the guitar.
Oh, the cowboy.
Yeah, the cowboy.
Okay, I lost my place here.
We talked about Oculus already.
Talked about Oculus. GeForce RTX 3070 reviews are in.
And next, I guess it's not worth it.
No. Not with the Navi cards coming out. It's not.
It doesn't matter because you can't buy it.
Right.
It's the Simpsons mean, stop, he's dead already, stop.
Yeah.
Like, they do these announcements, you can't buy any of these cards.
Well, here's my analogy. You know, like, all of the AIBs and, like, the semiconductor folks, you know, they talk because they know people that work for both companies. And my theory is, NVIDIA knew what AMD had coming, and they got scared shitless. So they tried to preempt the damage by trying to release stuff that they knew that they didn't have. And they pushed what they got back from Samsung to the raggedy edge to try to keep the performance crown, because they know that once you lose that performance crown, you make the gamers second guess you. And they can't afford that.
They sold whatever they could as quick as they could, because as soon as Navi came out, they done.
Pretty much.
That's the thing. They didn't have a lot anyway. And the 3070 is a whole separate die. It's a GA104 versus the 3080 and the 3090 or GA102. So it's a whole different die compared to the other ones. It's not like a bend die like what we typically will see, at least not yet. I think the 3070 Ti is going to be a bend, yet another cut down bend 3090 die.
Yeah. Whatever. Yeah, they're screwed. I've heard rumors, and I couldn't find any articles to back this up. I'm sure there's some floating out there that their partners are pissed. They're pissed. Because they feel that NVIDIA is not undercutting them. That's the wrong word. But getting their bag first rather than looking out for the best interests of everyone.
So, yeah.
That's their MO.
Yep.
Well, you're right now. It has been for the last number of years. But to be fair, in my ignorance, I don't think it was always like that. Like, I think around the time of, like, the 580 and shit like that, I think they were good with their partners.
Yeah, that was when they had a lower market cap and they needed them.
You probably absolutely. You just summarized everything right there. Yeah. That they grew too big.
Get a 580 for
$499. Yeah, they're charging. They're charging at the wazoo. Fuck Nvidia right now. As I rock my 1080 Ti.
Well, I mean, you know, I haven't been a fan of them for a long time, primarily because of the hooks that they send their cronies out, which is like their DevOps or whatever, to get implemented into a lot of these games, and it artificially tends to tank the competition's performance more than it tanks their own performance for little to no visual advantage. Like Crysis 2 comes to mind with all of that heavy tessellation on the water up under the ground that you couldn't see.
If you had a choice, would you want them to remove and say, would you not want it to exist? Would you not PhysX to exist? G-Sync, tessellation, ray tracing? Ray tracing isn't, it's a faux pas of me to say ray tracing in there, but I'm going to attribute to that.
Open source versions of all of those, though. And that's what Radeon does, is when they come out with something that's open source, like FreeSync.
Yeah, it's the proprietary hooks that they develop that I don't care for. A good example of what's going on right now is like, everybody's like, "Ooh, the Radeon cards are good, but what about DLSS? NVIDIA has DLSS," and I'm like, that still doesn't apply to all titles. You realize that, right? Yeah. It's like there's literally like 10 to 15 titles where you can use DLSS in, and some of those were DLSS 1.0, which was literally like a blur filter to get you performance. Now, giving them their credit in 2.0, it's a hell of a lot better. But like when you see people talk, they act like it applies to every title all the time, and it doesn't. But see, that's their proprietary marketing shit. Like, if it didn't require something to be implemented in the game itself for it to work, you see what I'm saying?
I'm one of those people, because ignorance is bliss, and PhysX is a great example for me. PhysX, I love. I think it's great, and I just assume it's in all of these titles now, which it probably isn't, right?
No.
Because a lot of people did not use that physics engine for that reason.
Yeah. The biggest thing I have against AMD, though, and Jim, you probably back me up on this, are drivers.
I have had driver issues with AMD, but recently I've also had driver issues with NVIDIA.
I've had driver issues with both. So that's a moot point. Yeah. It's literally been about 50-50.
Having bought from both sides for a while now.
When do we got stuff coming out now? November 5th?
Well, we've got November 5th, we've got AMD Zen 3 Ryzen 5000 series launching, and it's already over at Micro Center, or at least the listings are.
I'll yeah, and up. On the 18th is when the new Radeons come out.
Have you seen the leaked benchmarks?
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit.
Well, we also saw the benchmarks at the announcement. It's looking good.
Yeah.
So in at least one title, the 6700 beats the 3090.
You mean 6800?
I thought it was a 6700. Let me have another double look there.
No, they haven't released the 67s and below yet, because that's going to be on a different die. That's going to be Navi 21 or 22. No, it's going to be Navi 22. Yeah. All of these three here are Navi 21.
All right. This isn't what I saw. I saw some. Oh, no, it is. It is. It is. All right. So it's just the 6800, not the XT.
Right, right.
I could have sworn I saw a third in there. Oh, yeah, okay, so it was 6800.
Yeah, there are three.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, NVIDIA's getting their shit pushed in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got the 4K benches up now from the reveal for the 6900.
Right. It's funny because you can trace all of this back to them wanting to cheap out on the node that they used, because they didn't want to pay TSMC what they asked to get their chips manufactured.
It's hilarious. It's like, wow, way to bite your nose off in spite of your face.
70. And we mm-hmm. know that some of these leads...
Yeah. It's crazy. Crazy. I mean, the fanboys will be fanboys or fangirls, whatever. Let's not be sexist. And they'll buy what they want to buy. But I want to see... yeah. AMD, man. Just always. They get beaten down year over year over year and keep rising like the Phoenix again and again.
Well, competition is back. And that's what's going to be good for us as gamers, because it'll drive prices down ultimately.
Yeah, this is $50 so cheaper than the
this is good news for both sides. It's green team fanboys and red team fanboys. It's a win for all gamers,
right? Because for like the green team guys, I already know that a lot of them are pissed that AMD caught up. But see, the good thing for them is that you already know that NVIDIA isn't going to take this line down. Like, I guarantee you, Jensen's kitchen is trash right now. So I would not be surprised if they revamp their whole 30 series lineup with new prices and new and you know, like everything.
Isn't that like a big fuck you to first day buyers?
They won't care because they're going to buy it anyway. They bought the 20 series. So, I mean, yeah.
Right. Oh, my God. Counter flip. Jensen smashes his oven.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, these look great. I'm kind of proud of them, to be honest. Because, I mean, to come from, like, their last release was, let's be honest, it was a $400 mid-range card that kept up with the 1080 Ti and the 2080 2070 Super. You know, and then to like more or less 2x performance in one go, like they said they would, like that's kind of huge. So,
yeah, I'm very sad I didn't have the gumption to throw a bunch of money into their stock over the last few years.
Mm. Yeah,
I did.
Good for you,
dude. I got in when it was $2 a share.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I should have done that too.
Hindsight 2020.
Right. I mean, the funds I do have, they did well, but I would have made more money if I'd gone with investing in what's the do you know the percentage off the top of your head that the stock's increased since you invested?
Oh, it's multiple thousand. Hold on a second.
Okay. Because I know my one of my funds last year, which did fairly well, it only showed an increase of 7.5%, and it's a mutual fund. So
it's trading at $75 now, and I don't know if there's any splits.
Holy shit. Yeah, so if you bought it at $2, if you were able to put a few thousand dollars in there, shit.
Yeah, like I've sold some, like when it hit 30 and 40. Yeah. But I'm still holding on to a decent amount. Let me see here. Hold on a sec.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it can't get released fast enough. My buddy's built a new computer, and he's totally stoked because the prices were getting to be outrageous with NVIDIA and Intel.
Well, I'm going to buy the 6800 XT as soon as they're available. I think that's going to be a sweet spot for me because I'm not going 4K anytime soon. And the 6900 is, you know, it's $1,000 versus the 6800, which is what five something.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. I'm gonna go with the five something, and I'll be happy with that. That'll play all my games at max settings. So.
Yeah.
It's available.
Right. You know, during the live stream, we was like, yeah, we're going to the top, baby. 6900 XT or bust. And then you got it thinking. It's like, oh.
You know, and it's a good thing they didn't release them, because you and I both would have spent $1,000 at that time.
Right.
We had time to think about it. Curlin sends me a message on Discord later. He goes, you know, now that I think about it, I think the 6800 XT is the sweet spot. And I go, I was just thinking the same thing.
Yeah, because it's like, man, that like, what was it, like $450 is a lot for just how many compute units?
It was like 10 or
something like that. Four or something, yeah. For another eight. I'll put it like it that, because it's 72 versus 80. So, yeah.
Yeah. That's funny. So, Cyberpunk, Oh, go ahead, Curlin. Do you have something?
Yeah. I was going to say my gain percentage is like 3,650%.
Holy shit. That's really good.
Yeah.
That's really good. Cyberpunk 2077 developer CD Projekt Red's stock has dropped 25% in 2 months, and I'm assuming this is because they had recently announced it's been delayed again. This is from IGN.
Yeah.
And it's is it the pandemic that's holding it back at this point?
What do we want to say, right? Our best guess is it's actually the PS5 and the Xbox Series X.
Okay.
That they're having to change some code for those specifically. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it is what it is. I feel bad for these guys because I really do believe that they are a good, solid crew of developers who just want to put out a good product. And they're just getting trashed over social media. There's this one.
This is going to be
one poor
game.
Bastard. Well, this one guy tweeted at them on October 26th and said, "Hey, I need to put in my vacation request. Are you guys really going to make November 10th? And they're like, "Absolutely." He's like, "Vacation request in." Very next day, "Sorry, guys. It's delayed until December 10th.
Whoops. What? So, I mean, you can cancel his request?
Could you change your vacation request? I know. Well, I guess it depends. I know we're when I used to work at the police department, you had to put it in January, and then you weren't guaranteed to get days after the end of January if you didn't put them in January.
And then some places you got a shift swap and all this crap, and so I feel bad, but I feel really bad because now I'm worried if it's not a great game, they're just going to get wrecked. And that's why I put the stock price article in there as well. 25% is
game.
A big fall.
I mean, they've got a catalog full of hits like The Witcher and did they do Metro? Was that them that did Metro?
No.
No,
okay, it wasn't.
Never mind. But I
mean, a 25% drop.
I was thinking that too. I'm like, all right. I missed AMD, but CD Projekt, here I come.
Yeah,
what are they trading at right now?
It's still $84 a share, though. So, I mean, it's not like you're buying a penny stock.
Yeah, but it's still worth looking into, too. Because once it comes out and the reviews, I can see them easily getting that 25% back.
Oh, yeah.
But even if they get 10, you know, if you bought enough, you still made a profit.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's all we've got for the news, unless I missed something. I think that's all we've got for the news. So move on to our topics, which is what are we streaming this week? I have been streaming Evil Genius. I watched through the whole thing. It was as fascinating to me as the Tiger King. I thought it was great.
Shit was nuts, wasn't it?
It was. I was like, I couldn't stop watching it. And it was a short, one season run series, maybe 8 episodes,
right.
I think. But it was like, it just shit kept getting crazier and crazier, just like with the Tiger King. And it was really good. I'm hoping that they do more like that, because I really enjoyed it.
With that one, like, as soon as the thing actually exploded, like, I was all in. Like, I was like, what?
Holy shit.
Because, typically, in those type of things, it's a bank robbery, yada, yada, yada. The thing never explodes. Bomb squad always gets there in time to save the guy's life or whoever or whatever. And then, like, this one actually goes off and it's a real story. And that was actual footage. So you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that was messed up. It was pretty messed up, though, at how long it took them to get him an ambulance and get him care.
Right.
I was getting pissed. I'm like, why is nobody tending to him? I go, I mean, yeah, we have to be careful of a secondary device, but we also have to render aid. That's the law here in Illinois. The officers are required to render aid. Even if the officer shoots the person, they're required to render aid immediately after they're under control. So, and I know this wasn't recent. This was a few years back, but still, wasn't happy with the way they handled that. I tried the new Unsolved Mysteries, didn't care for it on Netflix. I watched a movie on Netflix. It was a Netflix movie called The Outpost about, an outpost in Afghanistan. That was really good. That was a really good movie. And then I also watched The Town. I'd never seen that before. And I enjoyed that one as well, and that was also on Netflix, I believe. And then I started, I kind of got sucked into Heartland. My wife watches Heartland, and so I've been kind of watching that with her, or just started watching that with her tonight, because, you know, we both like horses, and when my son finishes high school, we're actually moving to Montana and getting some land and, you know, probably getting horses.
Nice. Have you ever owned a horse before?
No. Mm-mm. But I did read The Horse Whisperer.
But I read a book.
I read a book about a horse. I've ridden horses.
So we used to own a horse 40 years ago. And a long story. So we used to live in a different province. We moved provinces. And 3 years later, we were at the fair. And we were walking down through the stalls and the stables. And all of a sudden, this horse starts loose in its goddamn mind. And I mean, like, flipping out. And so everyone is, like, turning around watching. All of a sudden, the fucking horse kicks the door right off the hinges, blows it wide open. People are running. My dad's, like, just starts walking, looks at the horse. Horse starts whining at my dad. And my dad's like, holy shit, this is my horse. So we had sold the horse when we moved. 3 years later, walks by it. It caught wind of my dad's scent and just started losing its marbles, trying to come see my dad.
Yeah, they're smart animals. Yeah. I have a friend who actually has a horse property south of me, and he boards the horses as well. And I've always wanted a horse. I've gone horseback riding, and I know how to ride. You know, horseback riding, not just horse that follows the other horse through a trail. No, actual horseback riding through ravines and creeks and shit like that down in Texas, and that was a lot of fun. And you know, where you actually have to control the horse. So we're looking forward to you know, when my son finishes high school, we're going out west. So cheap out there compared to how it is here. What I'm paying in property taxes here every month would cover the mortgage and the property taxes on a house and a good bit of land in Montana. So when the right wife retires in a few years, when my son finishes high school, then we are out of this state.
Enjoy. Yeah.
And that's it for me for streaming. Logan, what about you?
So I finished The Good Place.
I gave up on it.
Well, really? What season?
The last one. I just gave up on it. It wasn't interesting anymore.
You have to finish it, Jim.
All right.
You have to. The final episode wraps it all up. And I was in tears, man. I was in tears. It was that good.
Dude, when you said you have to finish it, Jim, all I heard was McCoy in the back of my head.
He's dead, Jim.
I'm not a doctor, Jim. Oh, wait, yes, I am.
No, I'm a doctor, Jim. Not a horse trainer.
I've been working my way through all the DC Animated Universe movies, like all of them, and my god, do some of them suck. Some of them are pretty good, but holy crow, I'll never be doing this again. Watching a few good movies with my son. My wife is a bit of a horror movie buff, like an 80s horror movies, so we watched the original Nightmare on Elm Street, Gremlins, Silver Bullet.
Your audio skipped when you
said, oh yeah,
it sounded like you said your wife was a whore. I'm like, what? Like, you better hope she doesn't listen to this podcast.
That escalated quickly.
Yeah.
What else? We watched Hubie's Halloween, which is a great, great film at the end. And I don't mean it's a great film. I just mean it's really good, really good theme.
We watched it too, with Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the end?
It was kind of corny, but it had a nice ending and a good message.
I like that because he's never done something like that before.
Well, now that he has kids, he's kind of doing more stuff like that, you know?
Yeah. And my son got on a Meat Eaters kick. Have you guys know what Meat Eaters is?
I know of it from what you've told me.
Yeah, so it's the hunting thing. And I've been discouraging him because, like I said, he's got a very sensitive soul. And although he likes the concept and idea of hunting, the reality is much, much different. So I don't know. We'll see how much longer this lasts.
Yeah, I didn't care for it when I shot an animal. I did not care for it.
Yeah, me neither.
I mean, I've had to put deer down that got hit by cars, and I never enjoyed doing that.
No.
And this is kind of the first time I had to do it. Okay, so I was a new rookie police officer, and the deer had gotten hit by this family in like a minivan, and it was laying on the side of the road, and it's like crawling to try to get to the corn, to try to just get, you know, away from me as I'm walking towards it with my pistol. And yeah, the family and the kids are all sitting there in the minivan watching it, and I don't know if they thought I was going to go and help this deer. I said, I did say I was going to help him, but I think they thought I meant I was going to like bandage him up. And so I walked up to him, and he's trying to get away from me. He's crawling. Now all I have is a 9mm on me, right? So I'm trying for the headshot to just put him down quickly. So I line up with the 9mm, and just as I squeeze off around, he picks his head up, and I blew his nose off. So now I feel terrible because the thing is in pain, you know, even more pain. I just blew his fucking nose off. So now I start pumping rounds into it right behind the shoulder blade to try to get the heart. And I must have put like 6 or 7 rounds in it because it's a 9mm, the little bullets. And the family's like, stop, he's already dead. So, yeah, that was the first time I had to put a deer down. I did not enjoy it. I've got a worse story than that with an injured baby deer. I wasn't the one that had to put it down, but it had fallen into a foundation, like a new house foundation. So there was just the concrete there in the basement, and it had a broken leg, and it had to be put down. And it's running all around in there, and my friend is trying to shoot this thing and put it down, and he keeps missing because it's running around all over the place. So he's just like shooting deer in a barrel, I guess. But he did finally.
Yeah, people don't realize, like, once they break a leg, you're done. Like,
yeah,
you even domesticated, like we were talking about horses before. If your horse breaks a leg,
yeah,
it is thousands upon thousands of dollars to try to even remotely rehabilitate it, and it's got a relatively small success rate.
Right, you won't be able to ride it anymore.
No,
that's the thing. If it breaks its leg and you want to get the leg fixed, you can, but you'll never be able to ride it again. Because that leg will never be strong enough. There's a lot of stuff they could do with water therapy and whatnot, where they actually have them, you know, swimming after their leg is healed to try to you know, build up the strength in their leg again. But it's not going to be a horse that's going to be working or riding.
Yeah.
I'm just a horse enthusiast. I don't actually own any horses, but that's what I've read and been told.
Well, let's hear what Curlin's been streaming, because I want to hear how the Mandalorian is.
I haven't started it yet.
Mando is back with his hard-ass intro music. I love that. I love his intro music. Yeah. The first episode is pretty good. It's a little slow. There isn't a lot of action, but I can tell it's like, okay, this is one of these build up episodes. I won't spoil the story for you, but if you got Disney Plus, then I mean, and you're a fan, you might as well go ahead and watch it to get ready for the next drop, you know, episode two.
Are they still doing one a week?
Yeah.
Yeah, it sucks. I haven't watched the first one yet.
They're doing the same thing with Discovery, and I'm like, you bastards. Yeah.
Do you notice that the renewal at least for me, the renewal for Disney Plus came up right before this season of Mandalorian?
Because that was when you bought it last time, probably was for Mandalorian.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I got mine Black Friday, so I'm hoping to do it again.
Was there a cost reduction?
Yep.
Oh,
like
okay, good.
13 bucks off.
Oh yeah, that I'm probably gonna renew then. Yeah,
it's not. I mean, it's not terrible here. It's like, what is it, like $67 a year or something like that?
Yeah, which is cheap when you compare it to a lot of the other services.
Yeah, like Netflix is for me is like it's like $14.99 a month. You know, times 12. And now we also have Hulu because I wanted all the South Parks.
Suddenly, the streaming services cost more than cable.
Exactly. Oh, and I have regular cable. Otherwise, I'd have a data cap, you know, so I got to have a cable package.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, which is dumb, but that's how they get you.
That's how they get you. Whitney, what about you? What have you been streaming?
Have any of y'all seen the Borat subsequent movie film yet?
No, no, but I've heard of it.
I'm not. I've never been a fan of his comedy. Like,
I am not the biggest fan of his comedy. I did go back because I watched Borat too. I was pretty hesitant if I wanted to or not, and I was actually fucking pleasantly surprised. There were a few parts where I was like, "Oh God," but by the end of the movie, I was like, "Okay, this movie kind of won me," because there's a good deep story there than I had expected originally, and especially when I went back and watched the first Borat movie, I was like, that didn't age well in my mind. But this, there are some crazy parts, but I really enjoyed it. It was good.
I've heard
good
things. Yeah, I've heard really good things. I'm not a big fan of the cringe comedy, though. It's like that, the original season of The Office. Oh, just.
There was probably really one scene in my mind that was really cringe. But I could overlook it because the rest was really good. And it was really funny. And by the end, I was like, okay, it was worth it. Other than that, I watched Raised by Wolves. If you like sci-fi, holy crap. It's insane. So, you know, the actor's name that plays Ragnar Lothbrok in the Vikings?
Travis Fimmel.
Yes, him. So he's in this. It's really, really good. And you know me, I don't like to give things away, but there's a lot of different like sci-fi elements all mixed into one. And holy crap, that season finale was insane.
What is that on Netflix?
It was good.
Raised by Wolves?
Oh no, it's on HBO Max.
HBO Max, okay, cool. I have that.
Oh, so you have it?
Yeah, I have it.
So side note for people, it's not on like the Amazon TV box, which kind of upset me.
It's not on Roku either because they're having a dispute. Amazon and Roku are both having a dispute with HBO right now, and that's why they don't have an app for it on those devices, but they are working on it. Roku's come a lot further with their negotiations than Amazon has currently. But if you have a Roku device, and it's a Roku Ultra, you can use Apple AirPlay to stream it from your either your iPhone or your iPad. What I've been doing, since we only have one Roku Ultra, the rest are like Roku 4s, I've been plugging the laptop in through the TV in our family room so that the wife and I were able to watch Westworld on HBO Max. That's kind of our little workaround for it.
Yeah, I had HBO Max just briefly just so I could watch that show. It's really good.
Yeah. If you're an AT&T customer, either phone or TV, you get HBO Max for free now. And HBO, which is cool.
What I'm curious is if you already have HBO, because I had noticed that I'm subbed to HBO, and then I apparently double subbed to HBO Max.
Who were you subbed through with HBO?
Like Amazon.
Amazon?
Like you can
okay.
Get the sub service.
Right.
But I think like it still ultimately forces you to go through HBO. So like I had to do it through HBO. I just watched through the Amazon app.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of noticed that. And I don't think if I have that, then I don't. Yeah, I think I tried it before. Like I had to actually sub up.
Yeah, unless you're an AT&T customer, you don't get it for free. But if you have any, and that's the problem with that Amazon's having with HBO Max is they already offer an HBO subscription. And what they're saying is their customers shouldn't have to double pay, you know, pay for regular HBO app and then also pay for the HBO Max app. You know, it should be one or the other.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I thought they were eventually transitioning into the HBO Max as their streaming service. So
unfortunately, no. Because, you know, Max offers a lot of other programming that's not HBO created, whereas HBO is just straight up HBO programming.
Well, then just sub to HBO Max. Don't even bother with the other
stuff. Right. Exactly. Just sub to HBO Max and you'll get both. So.
Yeah. I just, sadly, this needs to run out first.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But even after that, after this sub runs out, I'm probably just going to sub back to Netflix because The Crown is coming out. Ah, so excited.
There you go. All right, I think that's all we got for this week. This was a long one because we haven't met in about 3 weeks, so I hope that makes up for that. So for me, for Curlin, for Logan, and for Whitney, thank you for being here, and we'll see you next Sunday.
Bye.
Peace. Thank you, chat room, barman, Rensler?
Rensler.
Rensler, like from Tron, and Jerry Gamer. Thank you all for being here.